Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired to meet me here every Thursday night. Thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful for you, so thankful for you, and pray that you are always inspired, ever more motivated, and ever more committed and determined to walk in the fullness of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For that is what I am always addressing and always speaking to. And in this now moment of eternity, it is for each and every one of us to get real about what we're living for, to be in a place and space where we are realizing that there is one real eye, one absolute eye that sees through every eye, and that for generations upon generations upon generations, the disregard and the disrespect and the disobedience of the laws of our being directly cannot continue to maintain and sustain us when we do not care to be committed to that which governs our existence directly. We are in a now moment where there's a massive exodus that is being extracted upon the planet, where the people have so many opportunities, so many of the doors called death to move you forward, where you are not committed to being in light, where you're not committed to being in right, where you're not committed to walking in the fullness of the truth of your own being as this point of this absolute and supreme presence. It matters what we're living for. It matters that we are living and not dying. It matters that we are caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we're living our best lives as these points of the absolute and supreme intelligence. But there is a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And for those of you who have been listening, you hear me speak to this all the time. And I'm telling you, there is no fence. You are either on the path of adulteration or you are on the path of your maturation. But you cannot be on the fence right now. We're in a now moment that requires us to be diligent and consistent over time in exalting a full life's urge, in caring to be corrected, in forgiving ourselves and everyone else for the trespasses, for the trepidations, for all of those violations and whatnot, because we have to get our hearts light as feathers in order to be in a place where the spirit of the true and living God and Goddess can be completely re-enthroned. These temples are under siege, just like they've gone into the tombs of the pharaohs and whatnot and robbed. They have created a frequency of robbing the temples of God and Goddess, of our treasures, of our essence, of our minerals, of our intelligence, of our wisdom, of our divinity, of our sense of duty, obligation, and responsibility to walk uprightly and righteously, to be in a place and space where we're uncompromising with the forces of wickedness, Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. And so I am encouraging you to realize that if you never hear my voice again, that I'm encouraging you to accept being the one that you are, because the one that you are is necessary in this now moment or you would not be here. And you should not be in a place and space where you're so sick. You understand that that's what happens when sickness and illness and disease and whatnot take over you. You do not have a desire to truly live. But living is not a burden. And no matter what traps are being set through sensuality, sexuality, materiality and all of the confusion and whatnot, the intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to always exalt itself. It has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And where we apply ourselves towards being whole, where we apply ourselves to no longer walking in divisiveness, where we apply ourselves towards being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the greater good, where we care to be victorious and triumphant as the children of God, the children of light, the children of love, to come to a point and place where we understand that the laws are exacting. And there is no way within hell, upon the earth, or beyond the earth that those who have no commitment to living can live. And that those who have no commitment to loving can truly live and be prosperous. And we're in a now moment where it's time for us to realize that there is no greater prosperity in the wealth of existence itself. That the intelligence of existence is the most precious gift. And we each already have it. But are you honoring it? We probably would never be able to name all of the love songs that have been written and sung over generations. And many of us, when we were young, we remember the songs that our parents used to dance to, and the ones that we really enjoyed, and the ones that we used to act like we were the Supremes and the Temptations and all of that. But the bottom line is that love is beyond just the music. The love is beyond just the melody. The love is beyond just the sentiment. Love is the power and the law of existence itself. It is the harmony of the truth. And in order for us to truly be successful in this life, we must know love. And in order to get to love, you have to really care to do it. And lust has nothing to do with it. The most wicked and vile ones think that they have love for somebody. But the truth is that if you do not love being and you do not love the intelligence of being, then you cannot properly love anything or anybody because you are out of alignment with the truth of yourself. And this impacts and affects every hue of people. There is no one on the planet who has been gifted to the planet to serve death. There's no one on the planet whose purpose it is to undermine the rights of other beings and other ones, other races and other nations to have the right to their lives and their resources. There is no one who has been authorized by the law of existence or the intelligence of existence or the will of God to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And there is nobody who has been permitted to be lawless as a result of your desire to be wealthy or to be rich. And what we see, and the examples that we've been given, is that you can be completely lawless and then think that you can prosper. And there is no prosperity in lawlessness because you will lose your rights to be continued in existence as a living soul. It is time for us to really have a reality check that we will never, ever have anything greater than who and what we already are butt naked. It is time for us to come to a point and place where we care to be righted. We care to forgive ourselves and forgive other ones. We care to master this realm through our application unto spiritual law. We are in a now moment that is requiring us to care to rise, care to resurrect, care to be in obedience and obedience to the laws that govern us. On behalf of those who have come before us, on behalf of those who sacrificed and were sacrificed, on behalf of those who were lost through in the Middle Passages and in their sojourn from one continent to the next. Everybody has been impacted and affected by the darkness and the dimness and the wickedness of other ones. But we should be in a place and space where we realize that those ones who sacrificed and those ones who hailed up the light and those ones who were assassinated because they were exalting something that affected masses of people, that we cannot just acknowledge their birthdays. We cannot just give lip service and call their names every now and again. We are the ones who should be internalizing all of the light of all of those who had the light so that we are walking as the light. Because the light is the only sovereignty and victory possible over the darkness, the dimness, the sickness, the oblivion, and the gloom. And you've been socialized to be in a place where you're always looking for somebody else to be your savior, when you should be your own saving grace. And salvation comes as a result of our conscious intent to be whole. Salvation and grace and protection come as a result of our caring to be in obeyance and obedience unto the laws that govern us. Salvation and grace and protection come as a result of us being diligent and consistent in clearing, cleansing, and purifying our body temples so that we have the opportunity to be truly restored and re-enthroned as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. And no matter how much you all hear me and how much you listen to me, you still get distracted with these gladiator sports. You forget this is Greece and Rome all over again. You continue to exalt the right of men to own other men. You consistently exalt your job and your employer as your identity, your socioeconomics, your political affiliations, your nationalistic and religious affiliations as your identity. Your identity cannot be anything that man has created. For your identity is based upon you being this living, loving, intelligent, potent, breathing being that has capacity for thinking and tapping into the absolute and supreme intelligence with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. The who that we each are is the one that absolutely is, has always been, shall always be. We should not be dying at all from anything whatsoever, for we are already dwelling in the realm of eternity. We are already immersed in the presence of this absolute and supreme presence. We are designed by it, not by men, not by scientists and physicists and farmers and pharmacists, and none of them designed us or the purpose for our being. And for those who have taken responsibility to give us some sense of what real success in life is, they did not take responsibility to be properly oriented as to what the purpose in existence is, and they should have left us the hell alone. And now duty, obligation, and responsibility is calling us to clear ourselves, cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves, because the body temples have been turned into cemeteries for rotting carcasses. This is why they want to vaccinate and inoculate everybody, because they know that you are nothing but walking pathogens. And and all sickness, illness, and disease is as a result of the accumulation and the contraindication of all of the toxins and the poisons, the acidity, the insufficient oxygenation, the dehydration, the maggots, the worms, the parasites, and all of that. And we have to come to a point and place where there are enough of us that will raise completely up through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, so that we are walking renewed and rebirth, because we are taking responsibility to create a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificially colored, artificially flavored, no chemical poisons and all of that. But they have you in a place where you feel overwhelmed, where you do not really have the faith in the laws of God, the Spirit of God, the truth that is God, to think that you can triumph over it. Which is why you're submitting to all of these invasive procedures where your body is so toxic already that the cancer, the lupus, the AIDS, the HIV, whatever. And then you go and sit with these people and they give you more and more toxins, more and more poison. They will dialyze you. They will give you blood transfusions, but they won't do one dang-going thing to open up your bowel. It's a problem. They'll feed you food that's been stored for 3 years. You go in and have your tonsils out and then they're giving you ice cream. You go in and have an open heart surgery and then you come back out and have Salisbury steak and potatoes that's been microwaved. I mean, really, have you forgotten that the intelligence of existence has provided everything that we need through Mother Earth, the herbs, the water, the fresh air and sunshine, our oxygenation, our breathing deeply, according to our faith, so shall it be done. We should not be sick. And if we have sickened ourselves, now is our time to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that we are revivified and we can walk as a resurrected people on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, and to know that there is nothing that man can create that is greater than that which already exists. But they got you all so enthralled with everything that man is doing that you forget to pay attention to that which is timeless, your own beating heart, your own breath. They got you in a place where you will exalt the power of the thin line that is the chemtrail, then the fullness of the rest of all there is as the earth is spinning in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. They got y'all psyched out. You want to talk about God, you want to call on God, but you don't want to be godly. You don't want to be righteous, you don't want to be clean. You don't want to be upright. And so therefore, you really don't want to be. Because being is the gift of the love of our Creator to us. And there's no such thing as independence. For we are completely interdependent upon all forces of existence itself, that which we have not even acknowledged and recognized exists. We're dependent upon. And now we're in a now moment that is calling us to rise completely up so that our own talents, skills, and abilities, the gifts that we've been given through the wealth of our generations, that we can invoke it, call it forward, and harmonize our care, our will, our intention, our love, our passion, our enthusiasm, our zeal, our ability to see and to image and to visualize and to create, to bring it all to one point. That is the celebration of being itself. And that you don't mind giving up the wealth of yourself because you are truly wealthy. And the way to generate more and more wealth is to give more and more of the wealth of yourself. not to slave and work more and more and more and more hours where you don't have time for your children because you so busy on the plantation, as they say. You don't have time to cultivate your marriage because you're so busy paying bills. But to be whole requires that we're able to balance it all. But you can't really balance it if you have no faith and you have no trust. That even in your relaxation, even in your opportunity to pamper and to cultivate and to caress and to hold and to really love with a hands-on frequency of loving your children and loving your husbands and loving your wives, that in and of itself is going to be refreshment for you. That is going to add more to you than what money can give you. We're in a now moment that is so awesome and so auspicious because the laws are always working. And we have so much access to absolutely everything. But I have to really remind you that where you're 40 and 50 and 60 years old and you've been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of this dough, biscuits and pancakes and waffles and oatmeal and breakfast cereals and cow's milk and all of that, the cancer is already there. Do not wait to be diagnosed. And now they have so many stories that they put on the television and whatnot. And as soon as people acknowledge that the cancer is there, all of a sudden the whole frequency of the energy shifts and changes and they've accepted death as opposed to accepting the need to be cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and revitalized. You go to these places called hospitals, man, the windows don't open. You don't have opportunity for fresh air when cancer cells cannot survive in a well-oxygenated environment, but you can't get that in a hospital. You have to be in a place and space where you do not allow them to poison you to the degree to which you can't get up and use the toilet and wipe your own behind. Because when it comes time to cleanse, don't nobody want to do that for you. I don't care how much they love you. So you get a chance to see how much they really love you when they got to wipe your behind. And so I'm saying, do not take your life for granted and do not assume that just because you think you feel well right now and you've been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of this garbage that you're well. The fact that you did not see that you should not be eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, and tobacco is the evidence of how sick you already are. Because there is no way in hell that you should have been able to eat all of this stuff and not realize that it was killing you. Not feel the aches and the pains and the acidity and the toxicity and the heart palpitations and can't hardly breathe. And then you have no clue as to what it is. Really? And then you go to the doctors and they act like they don't know either. It's a problem. And then you have these ones that be like, well, who is she? She ain't no doctor. You damn going straight. I ain't no doctor. I don't have to be a doctor. I am a woman. And being a woman means that it is duty, obligation, and responsibility to be the perpetuator of lineages of people. See, we don't have to be licensed, certified, and degree to walk in the estate of womanhood. But it does require an effort because it does not come naturally in a death culture. And as natural as it is for us to feel a way when our hormones are raging and do the things that bring babies into the world, knowing how to raise lineages of people does not come naturally. Which is why our 30-some-year-olds and our 40-some-year-olds are dying. At some point, we have to realize we cannot continue to perpetuate a system that exalts the right for us to be out of alignment with the intelligence of our own being. We cannot continue to put band-aids on the cancers that are being created as a result of a capitalistic system that entitles people to advertise garbage to children and think that we can do something that makes sense when we are undermining the rights of our lineages to be continued in existence. And so I'm saying, if you really want to be respected as an intelligent person, then stop killing yourself. Stop running to the doctors. If you really love killing yourself, then enjoy dying. Enjoy your pain and your suffering and all of that, but leave the dang going doctors and their meds and their surgeries and taking out your body parts. And you understand, leave them alone and enjoy your death. And if you really ain't happy dying and you're not happy with your pain and your suffering, then understand that you have the opportunity to get life support. You have the opportunity to be supported in knowing exactly what to do to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you are walking in the integrity of your divinity, so that you can give a living testament and a living testimonial of the glory of the victory and the triumph of the spirit and the light and the truth of the living God and goddess as your absolute reality, that you have the opportunity to do what other ones would not do, could not do. It is ours to do, and it is our now moment to rise. And if you don't have the desire to do that, then that's the tragedy and the travesty, because nobody benefits when you don't care to be who you are. It's this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are in the realm of eternity, and we were gifted with one life, and we should be exalting our immortality. And that truth and that consciousness should be imprinted upon every atom and every cell of our being so that we are consistently renewing and regenerating ourselves, forgiving ourselves, unconditionally loving, and loving ourselves enough to accept correction and to accept the discipline of discipleship and to accept the blessedness of being honorable and virtuous and integritous in the truth of who we are. As these points of this absolute and supreme presence. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are. And I'm wanting to really get you to think about all of what's going on. And we can't begin to know all of what's going on, but you can really embrace the reality that there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of chaos, a lot of sickness, illness, dis-ease, and degradation, violation, all of that. And all of that exists because we're not in order. We're not in harmony with the will of existence, the laws of existence, or committed, fully committed to living on behalf of life itself. And so to come to a point and place where we really care to make a difference in the world, then we have to do that from right where we are within our own bodies, because our bodies are the temples for the dwellings of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And 90%, 99% of the people, their bodies are full of sludge and garbage and all of this, which is creating this pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease. So therefore, when you have a populace of people who are sick, ill, and diseased, there really is no prosperity, regardless of what goods and services you're providing. Because in the long run, you cannot be more committed to the things than you are to the people. And the people cannot be more committed to the things and to the jobs and the cars and all of this than they are committed to themselves and their selves. And I've been thinking about it for so long, and I've been talking about it for so long, that it just seems so simple to me. But it just seems so obvious that most people are not getting it because of the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, and stupidity, and infirmity, and violation, and all of this stuff. And I'm just saying, okay, y'all, you have to really get to a point where it matters to you. It really has to matter to you. You have to matter to you. And there have been so many people to make transition in these last 90 days. And it's going to continue to increase because we are going to be faced with the consequences of our choices that we have been making consistently over time. And so if you feel yourself shutting down, if you feel and know that you don't feel well and you don't look well and you're not that old, then you really should come to a point and place where it matters to you to change it. You do not have to be alcoholic. You understand? They say, well, once you're alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic. No, you're this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. That's what you were born to be. That's what you are. Now, if you continue to deny yourself, then you will lose yourself, and you won't be alcoholic. You just simply won't be. And that's real hard for people to get to. It's like, okay, to cease to exist. No, when you die, you're going to go into heaven over there. You're going to go somewhere else. And I'm like, when you dead, baby, you don't know where you're going. You may not go anywhere because you didn't do what you were supposed to do while you was here. But, you know, God knew we were sinful. That's why he sent his son and had his son kill so that we could live and be sinful some more. I'm like, y'all better stop. You can't love being in darkness, being in sickness and illness and disease, and rejoice in the blessedness of your being at the same time. You have to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and do what's in your own best interest. You really have to do that if you care to be able to really rejoice in who you are as a child of God, whether you're calling on Jesus, Jesus, Weezus, whoever you're calling upon. I'm just saying, if you will not exalt a full life's urge, it don't matter who you're calling. So you may need to call your number for life support at 678-760-9299. Well, you can't call. Your fingers stop working. You ain't got no money to pay your phone bill. They cut you off. You spend all your money on reefer, alcohol, hamburgers,
chicken, all this stuff. And I'm just saying, this is really what the root of the issue is that the government subsidizes these people to be able to feed you garbage. And then you buy it. All right. And so when you put things in your body that your body doesn't recognize as food, right, it is still going to have an effect on you. But the effect that it has is not oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, or opening up the channels of elimination so that you are able to experience cellular regeneration. That's not the effect that it's going to have. The effect that it will have is that it will rob you of your life force. It will create tons of mucus in the body, so that you can hardly breathe, and you see the people walking around with oxygen tanks and whatnot, and they have to do certain things in order to sleep and not have the snoring and the sleep apnea, and all of this is mucus that gets hardened up. In the eyes, they call it glaucoma, cataracts. In the knees and the joints and whatnot, they call it arthritis, the mucus that's holding the uric acid crystals from all of the flesh and the proteins. And then the lactic acid coming from the dairy, the milk, and the cheese, and all of this. I'm just saying is that we have to realize that we are not doing what's ours to do in exalting a full effort in our living. And to be dependent upon jobs without consciously caring to be harmonized with your purpose in being is to come to a point where you will lose your jobs because there's no sense in having them. And then there's practical application. There's certain services that we need to have and that we need to give thanks for. And that's those who are in the filtration of the water, municipal waters and whatnot. You got to have water. But the other aspect of it is that you have so many ones who are employed in the death industries, which is the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, and the sugar, the candy, the plastics, all of this stuff. And so to have so many millions and millions of people who get up and go to work and do things that undermine themselves, that do not facilitate their self-actualization and self-realization, it just puts them in a position where they're doing a task and getting paid, and then they can pay for things. Or buy things that undermine themselves and their selves. And so to really be rightly aligned in life, to take seriously the responsibility, duty, and obligation to exalt a full effort in your living, in really living. But the system, the programming, has given us a sense of entitlement to be out of alignment with the will of existence, that God is optional. It beats your heart and breathes you, and everybody recognizes it and calls upon it in whatever conditions or circumstances where they're in fear or in ecstasy or orgasm, or they're in happiness for the moment. It's like God this and God that and God the other. And I'm saying where we are now is calling for us to step into our God and Goddesshood, our godliness. To be in a place and space where we have the light, love, wisdom, and truth, the courage and the enthusiasm to do that which needs to be done in righting the wrongs and in terms of clearing and cleansing ourselves so that we are able to be vehicles and vessels of the light, the love, the wisdom, and the truth that allows for the real harmonization, the win-win situations, being in a place and space where everybody wins because everybody is committed to wholeness, the wholeness of themselves as well as their communities, and we're not fragmented based upon race or religion or sex or nation or gender or preference or any of those things, because none of those things are sufficient reason for our being out of alignment with the will of God or the will of existence. And to be stuck in negativity and bigotry and racism and the lie of white supremacy and all of this, you know, to be in a place where you're such a bigot that you feel as though you're greater than everybody else when you have such pettiness. You understand, such a petty mentality, because you would rather continue to support the violation and to support the right to be in violation as opposed to correcting. And see, this is the thing about America, is that it's so pompous. After decades and decades, of murder, disenfranchisement, the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, poisoning the food supply, allowing the food supply to be poisonous to the people, but then want to be respected as a global power. Really? And so we're in a place where we have to care to really do what's in our own best interest, because you cannot trust the government at this point. You see, you understand, you can't trust a system that has already shown that it has insufficient light, love, wisdom, and truth to really stand on behalf of the wholeness of the people. And so the people themselves must stand on behalf of light themselves. You know, we're in a place and space where it really should bother you that the children, the youth, have been undermined all of their lives, and that we were undermined all of our lives. And those who we were entrusted to by virtue of birth and lineage and parentage and all of that, that they did not know that their responsibility was to really navigate the landmines of toxicity, wickedness, adulteration, sinfulness, and all of that. We just kind of fell all into it, and everybody is like rejoicing in their right to be wrong. And I'm saying, no, we have to care to be well. And wellness demands our right alignment with the laws that govern us. Wellness demands that we care. And to be caring, not to be careless, but to be in a place where it matters to us how we stand and how we live. Now, all of these ones who feel like the government is dissing them, you know, we have to come to a point where we're self-governing. And the quickest way to do that is to stop spending any money on meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar, because these are the business. This is old money in America. And when you have a people who would rather you undermine yourself, they don't mind you killing yourselves. They just don't want you to do it really quickly. They would prefer that you do it slow. And in the slow suicide, that you are still buying the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, because they think that they're still prospering. And everywhere that we work on behalf of these industries, working on behalf of those things that create sickness, illness, and disease is literally creating sickness, illness, and disease in the ones who work for those industries. Because your greatest degree of health is going to come when you're rightly aligned and attuned to the responsibility, duty, and obligation that you have as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, to exalt a full life's urge, to do that which all other intelligences do, to know your food, to excrete your waste, to know your kind, to really care to perpetuate yourself or perpetuate the goodness of yourself, to consciously care to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that you represent, to create legacy for the lineages that you represent, legacy in light and giving and caring and the awesome creativity and dynamic of your personality and who you are and how you gave and how you serve. I'm just saying is that we have to realize that in order to truly prosper, you truly have to cultivate the wealth of yourself, and you cannot do it if you're eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, and all of this stuff. It's creating all of the illness. And these ones who feel as though, okay, well, you know, people gonna buy it, so they gonna buy it anyway, so they might as well get it from me. Those who fill up the vending machines, and those who setting up their restaurants and new restaurants who are selling all manners of pork, all manners of beef, all manners of chicken, all manners of fish, the oxtails, the jerk chicken, all of this Caribbean food and whatnot, and put us in a place and space where you haven't understood, you haven't truly matured, you haven't asked, you haven't knocked, you haven't cared to apply yourself to what the solutions are in terms of how do we heal as a people, how do we raise completely up, how do we transcend, transform, and transmute all of this towards our greater good so that we have leverage over a system that is already been condemned and judged guilty and offensive in the legislation and the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as genocide. And this whole mentality about you gotta die from something, I'm saying, why are you all continually telling these lies to yourself? That you can see the divinity of existence, that the earth has not died, the sun has not died. You understand, we're in space. We are moving through the cosmic, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are literally already in the realm of eternity. And we should not be dying at all here. And I have to mention it because so many ones are leaving quickly. We are in the quickening. And we're so blessed to have so much available to us. So I'm just saying is that you have to become your best friend. You can't keep talking about these people over here and these people over here and the government this and Trump that and this one this and that one that. What are you doing with yourself, to yourself, for yourself, and all of those who depend upon you? You understand? And now we have to really try to clear ourselves from the memory and the resentments and the pain and the anger and the frustration and all of the issues of mental sickness that come as a result of being violated and raped and unprotected and all of that that so many ones have experienced and are experiencing to the degree to which they are not able to even have healthy relationships with anybody. So a system and a society that promotes spiritual, mental, emotional sickness, illness, and disease, and they do it so that people can make money, is a sick system. And so our caring to clear ourselves, you have to affirm it and declare it, put it in writing, get a journal, begin to write down everything that you're consuming, because your body doesn't forget. You're not going to remember. You understand? And when I talk with ones and ones and ask them, well, what are they doing for breakfast? And they say, oh, well, I don't eat breakfast. I say, well, you know, you, of course you eat breakfast. Something breaks your fast, whatever time of day that is. All right. And to be in a place where we are still doing breakfast cereals and oatmeal and cheese and grits and all it is for breakfast, that's not how you break a fast. The fast is a period that you go with not eating solid food. You understand? And generally it's while we're resting, sleeping, the body's still working. So now when you get up, the body is trying to really purge itself, to cleanse itself, to flush itself, to get rid of the residues that are there as a result of digesting and metabolizing and synthesizing and extracting whatever nutrients and all of that. So you should be eliminating first thing in the morning and not feeding. They say, well, what do you eat, sister? Well, today I had some blueberries. Well, I had my water and I had my tea. I didn't have my clay this morning, but I did do the tea. I had like 48 ounces of tea. Then I had my blueberries. And then I had bananas. And then I had a nice salad. And so I'm just saying is that you have to reach for that is going to hydrate you and nourish you. You understand, we're water-based beings that are breathing beings, air, hydrogen and oxygen. You understand, we are of the elements. We have to call and bring forth the elements into our system. You understand, so we can't run from the sun. We need to be in the sun. We need to breathe. You understand, because we're really literally breatharians first. And so the more we realize that even though people are making money and have been making money with the donuts and all of this stuff, all of the honey buns and the sweet things and all of that, understand that that may be something that you do every now and again, but it is not that which should be the substance of what you do consistently over time, because it has no substance. And what we see is that people who are consistently reaching for that which have no substance, and then reaching for that which literally robs you of whatever substance you have. You understand? This is what creates ghettos and slums and whatnot. You understand? The Creator did not create ghettos and slums. We were given nature. And these people come in and they bulldoze the place and they plant a few trees and then they build all of these projects called apartments and condominiums and all of that. It just depends on how much money they spend, but what you have is people living on top of people in boxes, regardless of how expensive they are. And so we have to come to that place where it matters to us that we will live to exalt life and to really honor life. And what we see is that we have a system and a government that does not do that. You understand? So we have a system. So the government deserves to be shut down, as the money deserves and the economy deserves to fall and all of that, because the kingdoms and queendoms of light have to rise. And sometimes people have to get to a point where they're almost destitute before they will come to a place in their space where they are always focused and calling on the Spirit of the living God. You understand? To come to a point and place where, you know, they're not just feeling good because they have things, or they just have money, or they have this, or they have that. I'm just saying is that you have yourself all the time. And it is in your feeling the wealth of yourself and developing and cultivating the wealth of yourself, the activation of your DNA and invoking the greatness of the one that you are. We have to come to a point and place where we're harmonized in these kinds of activities to really get to that point where we are harmonizing and unifying in our resurrecting, as opposed to being harmonized and unified in sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, you understand, usurpation, capitalization, and all of that. We are in this now moment where with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we make, we have to be centered in the reality of knowing the divinity of existence and caring to have a divine existence, as opposed to feeling as though you have the right to be slumming in the ditches and valleys of degradation. You don't know how long it's going to take your spirit to get over the filth and the filthiness of violation. You understand? But the violation is charged upon the blood with the rot and the decomposition and decay of carcasses. Why these people got y'all eating the carcasses of dead animals? And why y'all buying this stuff? And even if they were giving it away, you say, no, thank you, I'll bury it for you, though. Come on. So when you see yourself getting bigger and bigger and swelling up and whatnot, it's because of what you're consuming. And 9 times out of 10, it's because you're consuming that which the body cannot utilize. It does not recognize it as food. And when we realize that our bodies are so intelligent, designed by the intelligence of existence, specifically for our earth residency, And when we're properly oxygenating and hydrating and mineralizing and opening up the channels of elimination, we have the opportunity to really heal and to be whole. But the pharmaceuticals are not going to bring you wholeness or healing. You understand, the surgeries are not going to bring you wholeness and healing. You understand, the only reason you're having to have the hip replacement surgeries is because of how acidic your body has become, so that the acid is like literally deteriorating your connective tissue and your cartilage and whatnot. You understand, but to have the surgery does not make you whole. It may make you feel better once you get over the pain and the disruption of all of that, but we have to come to a point where we realize that our bodies are divinely designed, and our caring to be whole, our caring to live the rest of our lives, and stepping off the path of sickness, illness, disease, and pharmaceutical use and abuse and all of that, and being in a place where you realize that doctors don't have to be a natural part of your life. You understand that doctors should not be a part of your life. What should be a part of your life is your enthusiasm and your intention to reach for life and to partake of life abundantly, as opposed to partaking of death abundantly. Dead cows, dead pigs, dead chickens, dead everything. You got people who still eating frog legs and rabbits and, you know, possums and raccoons, you know. Dogs, rats, cats, you understand, people all over the world are eating all kinds of things, and that's why people all over the world are out of alignment, out of attunement, suffering. Mother Earth is raising up against us. And so I'm the one to encourage us to realize that our lives are our gift. We will never have anything greater. We should not be glib about our right to be killing ourselves, or feeling as though you're smoking, you're drinking, you're getting drunk and all of this. And, you know, and part of it's the culture. It's part of what we see when we watch movies and we watch series and whatnot. Everybody got to be drinking. You understand? And when you are dependent upon lawyers and doctors and surgeons and whatnot who are alcoholics, you understand? I'm just saying, we are really lost. The people are lost, even with their degrees, even with their education, even with their money. Absolutely lost. And to be lost in the presence of the absolute? It's stemming from the accumulation of concentration, saturation of all of these chemicals and all of this garbage within the body temple. The body is literally the first environment. And so when we stop violating ourselves and start really cleansing and purifying our bodies so that our spirits are renewed, is when we see the tables turn and the shifts happening, so that we're really able to give our gifts and be the ones that we are. It has to matter to us, because the system has not supported us in knowing what the responsibility of being is, the purpose of existence is. And we can no longer participate in being mindless and thoughtless and careless. This is Adam, the voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.